Now I'm going to look at a slide on the screen that has four pictures on it. A bucket, some supermarket shelves, a football stadium, and a bird's nest. And I wonder if the younger children might be able to tell me, looking at those pictures, what all of these four pictures have in common. What is the same about all of these pictures that you can see? I wonder if one of the younger children would like to answer. Ivy? Yes, that's true. Yeah, they're all open, aren't they? Yeah, that's true. You're very nearly there. You're very warm. Well done. Yeah? That's right. They're all empty. There's no water in that bucket. There's no bread on the supermarket shelves. Remember those days? Praise the Lord, we've come through. 3 years ago, that was. Yeah. There's a football stadium that's empty. It's not West Ham. We shall rise again. Thank you, Dave. Tottenham fan. And there's no chick in the bird's nest. It has flown already. That's right, they're all empty. Well, on Easter Day, we remember that the cross of Jesus is empty. And the tomb where he was laid is also empty. Do you know, that must have been a total surprise, shock for those first disciples, for Jesus' friends. Remember that Jesus had died on the cross on Good Friday. He was buried in the tomb and a great huge stone was sealed and the Roman guard stood at the entrance to guard it, to make sure nobody stole the body. And the women went to the tomb early on that Sunday morning to pay their respects, to bring their ointments, to anoint his body, and perhaps flowers to lay at the tomb. And you know, as they went on that Easter morning, I reckon they felt empty inside as well, deeply empty, a huge void, a massive gap in their lives, because their friend Jesus, who they'd known and loved for 3 years, in their minds had gone. They were sad and lost. They had no more tears left to cry. Their life was empty of meaning. They were desolate and deflated. There was no Jesus. There was no hope. I wonder if today, perhaps you know how they felt. Perhaps you've known what it's like to have that big empty gap in your heart or your life. Perhaps you feel empty today as you have come to church. And that's okay, because today is a day when we can be honest with God, with how we feel, because he loves us just as we are. He knows us already. Yes, yeah, sometimes life, with its difficulties, with its trials, with its thorns, with its nails, can leave us feeling empty. And happiness and joy and hope can drain away from us. So name your emptiness today. Name your emptiness before God. Bring it to him. And if you feel empty either today or any other day in the future, then there is good news of great joy for you and for all. You see, the tomb was empty. Jesus had risen from the grave. Now that's hard for us to understand. And you know, there'll be some people who will say, well, you know, that's an old story and, you know, it's an old fable and 2,000 years later in this scientific age, we know that people don't rise from the dead. But don't you think, even way back then, people knew that people didn't rise from the dead? Yeah, it hasn't really changed. It was amazing then, and it's amazing today. He was alive again because God's love was too strong. It was too wide. It was too deep for death to hold. God's love was too strong, too wide, and too deep for death to hold him. And this good news was told to the women as the angel sat there on the tombstone, saying to them, "Don't be afraid." And perhaps that's a word for you today if you're worried. Don't be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead. And look, he's going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. And later that day, the risen Lord met them, greeted them, and they fell down at his feet, holding on to him and worshipping him. And from that moment on, a change began in their hearts. Maybe slowly at first, like the bud slowly unfurling. A slow change, a realization that he was alive, that he hadn't left them. He was there. And gradually they began to change. And forever they would be changed from sadness to joy, from despair to hope, from worry to peace, from hurting to healing, from being self-absorbed to sharing, changed from particularly the men, scared runaways, to bold witnesses for Jesus. Changed from being empty to being full. And we ask, what were they filled with? Well, God filled them to overflowing with his love, his forgiveness, his hope, and his peace. And friends, these gifts are for you and for your loved ones on this Easter day. They are all found in Jesus. All of God's promises in Jesus are yes and amen. And these are for you today. Where our life has any emptiness, God is ready and willing now to fill you with his love, his forgiveness, his hope, his peace. Will you believe the good news today? Will you receive this in your heart afresh today? Someone rightly said, it's not just Jesus' absence from the empty tomb that convinces us. It's his presence in our empty lives. It's his presence in our empty life that convinces us that we are changed, that this is a new day. God's love for you is too strong, too wide, too deep for you to go home empty today. So receive the gifts that he has for you in faith. And reflect on them in these weeks to come and continue to give him the glory and the praise. Go back home and share his love, his forgiveness, his hope and his peace with those around you. Yes, we can be filled here. Yes, we can find Jesus here. But you can find him at school. You can find him at work. You can find him at home just as much. He is there waiting for you to lead you on. So be his witness. He will be with you always. Amen. Let's just have a moment of quiet as we pray to God. Lord Jesus, you were a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And in your great love, you came to this earth and you walked with us. You told us about God. You taught us. You showed signs and wonders, healings and miracles. And you showed us just how much you loved us as you took that lonely journey to the cross. And there you tasted our sufferings. You died our death. And you made a way for us to come to the living God. And so we come today. We kneel at your empty cross and empty tomb. And Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will come to us now. And Lord, that we will just give over to you any pain, any emptiness. And Lord, that you will fill us to overflowing with your love and peace and forgiveness and hope. Lord, that our lives will be changed for the better. That we become better children, better men and women, better wives and husbands and fathers and grandfathers, mothers and grandmothers, better aunties and uncles, better boyfriends and girlfriends, whatever, Lord, just better people because of your work on Easter Day. Come live in us, we pray. Help us today and always to think of those things above and not just the things of earth below. May we say today, my cup runs over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask these prayers in your name and for your sake. Amen. Amen.